All right. So guess what, y'all? I'm back again. My name is Eric, Sample Size Sense, and I am here to talk about dupes or duplicates, or better yet, inspiring fragrances, fragrances that are inspired by others. So I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole on Instagram recently, and I was, or not recently, but some time ago, and they were talking about all of these different fragrances or whatever that are inspired by other fragrances. And one of them that just kept popping up was a fragrance house, a fragrance brand called Finery. And they had several different dupes or whatever that was available. And so I was like, you know, let me try a couple of them, because I was in Target that day. I was in Target one day and I saw they had like a discovery set of all of the different types. And I said, well, let me just buy it. It was like $20, I think. And I had like six of them total. And this one in particular is the one, I haven't smelled all of them. I only smelled maybe like the pistachio one and the cherry one. The pistachio one, I think, is based on D.S. and Durga's pistachio, which is phenomenal, phenomenal. And the other one is based on Lost Cherry by Tom Ford, which is another one that's phenomenal. But this one right here is called Sweet on the Outside. And it's based on Billie Eilish's fragrance. I think is the first one. And that one has, it was a very, very sweet smell when I smelled it, the Billie Eilish one, about a year ago. And it was a very, very sweet smell. And I was like, oh, I don't know, because it's super sweet. I like my sweet scents, but this one here was like super sweet, like hella sweet. And so I decided to buy the discovery set of the Finery fragrances or whatever that was available at Target. Again, all of these are really cheap. Like, you can get them for like $30, like the actual bottles for like $30 at Target, if you can find it, because these things are sold out everywhere. But again, I haven't even smelled this one yet. I just bought it and I was like, you know what, let me just get it and go. And again, it's just been sitting in my little collection for a minute and I just never really wanted to try it, but today I am. So some of the notes are actually, I don't even think, when I went online, they had a breakdown of the notes, and it was like, the notes were, it does not smell like the Billie Eilish that I remember. In fact, it doesn't smell like it at all, actually. The notes are like bourbon, vanilla, cocoa tree, I think tonka bean and vetiver. This is actually kind of wicked. Not in a good way. It doesn't smell anything like the Billie Eilish that I remember, because I remember smelling it. And because I remember it being hella sweet, like super sweet. And this one doesn't smell super sweet, but it smells, but you can definitely, you can smell the vanilla. Okay, now it's beginning to kind of dry down a little bit, but it's, but again, it's, it ain't it. This ain't it. No, this ain't it at all. You know what it reminds me of? There used to be, a long time ago, there used to be these fragrances or whatever that's, I can't remember the name of, like Designer Impostors. That's what it's called. It's called Designer Impostors, where they will have like different scents or whatever that smell like Dracar Noir, or smells like Obsession, or smells like all of these different type of fragrances or whatever. And that's kind of what this smells like, you know, like a Designer Impostor. I mean, it's only $29, so you get what you pay for with this one. I won't even lie to you. It's not even worth talking anymore about. I wouldn't even recommend getting it. Me personally. Again, don't take my word for it. You can try it for yourself. I don't even know what the longevity is on here. I would think maybe about 2 hours, because it smells cheap. It smells cheap. Yeah. And see, already, like, I've only been talking with you for about maybe 4 minutes, and I can already smell that, like, the smell is already gone. It's already dissipated. So I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't recommend this at all. Maybe a 3 out of 10. I mean, if you want to get that quick whiff of sweetness, then yeah, go get it. And again, it's only $20, $25, maybe $30 at the most. But I wouldn't recommend this at all. Nope. Not at all. So until the next time, y'all, my name is Eric. Thank y'all so much for continuing to watch. And always don't forget to like and subscribe. All the good stuff that they say to do on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't get this one. Stay away from it. Peace.